This week's parasha, the big ultimate battle between Tov and Ra. Vayivosi Yaakov levada vayovek ish imoy ad alayis hashachar. Battle of Yaakov Avinu with the Sarish Al Esav, the ultimate battle between Tov and Ra. And it's a battle that we all fight every day. And Yaakov Avinu led the way. He cleared the path for us to fight the battle Ad Alayis HaShachar. So I want to speak of one nekuda. There's a lot of nekudas here, which we can learn in the battle for the Yetzer Hara. What is a tool that we can use in the battle for the Yetzer Hara? We spoke about it last week a little bit. Not everyone was with us. But there's a nekuda which is negeh here. It says, Vayeyovek ish imoy. Rashi says that it's a lotion of wrestling, because two people who are wrestling, so they make dust. But the Gemara says in Chulin that the lotion of Vayavik Ish Imoy Ad Alayis HaShachar refers to Hela Ovok Ad Kisei HaKovrit. The fighting and the wrestling and the Vayavik Imoy was so stark, it made so much dust that the dust went up till the Kisei HaKovrit. As I state in the Gemara in Chulin. That Gimel, I don't remember what that is exactly. It's probably the Tzadik Gimel. Tzadik Aleph. What's the pshat? That the dust from the battle, the dust from the wrestling, went up at Kisei HaKovrit. What's the pshat? It's brought down that the pshat is like this. We know that it's brought down in Chazal that the tzura of Yaakov Avinu is chokak on the Kisei HaKovrit. That means the tzura of the Adam HaSholem, the tzura of the perfection, the tzura of Shlemus, is the dogma of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was brought down, was mesaken the chet of Adam Rishon. The pshat is that he was mesaken himself, that he got to a dark of Shlemus. We spoke about other weeks, that the pshat that is, the Yaakov Avinu was mesakin on the kuda that the other of us weren't mesakin, and that is that he was mekadesh the Olam Hazeh. And the highest darga is a darga of a person who's mekadesh Olam Hazeh. That's a darga above the other of us. That's a darga of chokuk akisi akovet. That's a darga of, that's the dogma. That's the dogma of the tzuras ha'adam is Yaakov Avinu shleimus, where everything that he did, Sai Ruchni, Sai Gashmis, everything was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that darga was the darga that Dafka Yaakov Avinu, with all his involvement in Olam Hazeh, came to. Reish, Sula Mutzav Oysav, Reishim Agi HaShemayim is Yaakov Avinu. Sura Shal Yaakov Avinu Chokok HaKisei HaKovrit. It's brought down in a lattice form that the pshat, that the avak, went up to the Kisei HaKovrit. What does that mean? It means like this. The darga of Yaakov Avinu was, he was connected to the Lomas El Yoinim. His darga was a Gevaldige darga. His darga was the Kisei HaKovrit. That's how dovuk he was in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was completely dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Vibalti was completely dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without any interruptions, without any hefsekim, without any mechitzes. So his darga was a darga Kisei HaKovrit. A person who's not completely dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is partially dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he has a shaykhus to it, but it's not chokuk akisei HaKovrit. Chokuk akisei HaKovrit means that Yaakov Avinu was completely dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Gemara says that hela avak at Kisei HaKovrit, that the fight between Esav, the Sar Shel Esav, and Yaakov Avinu raised, it's a Gemara, it's not even a drush. The Gemara darshens the pasuk that the dust from the wrestling went up to the Kisei HaKovrit. What does that mean? is the Pashem Shad is that the battle of Esav and Yaakov Avinu came to blur. Dust means you can't see clearly. The dust went up to the Kisei HaKavod, it came to make a blur that they shouldn't be able to see anymore with a clarity. The Dargo, the Yaakov Avinu, was connected to the Kisei HaKavod. And let me explain what that means on a practical sense. The Klal Yakor brings down in this week's parasha that the Malach of Esav, as you all know, is called Samoil. The grace of Malach, we know him well. We meet up with him every day. We don't have only Vayovek Ish Imoy on Parshas Vayishlach. We have it all the time, right? Vayovek Ish Imoy is the battle that we face all the time. The Satan is called Samoil. Says the Klal Yakor, Gaval de Gazach. Why is he called Samoil? So he says the pshat is, it comes from the word sameh, which is to blind, kel. The koyach of the satan and the koyach of the Yetzer Hara is that a yid doesn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a yid doesn't see his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A yid doesn't see where he's rooted. His avod is, he lives in Olam Hazeh, and he sees that he's in Olam Hazeh the Gemensh. He has taivis Olam Hazeh, he has retainers of Olam Hazeh, he has needs of Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh bothers him, Olam Hazeh makes him happy. And a person forgets who he is be'etzem. A person forgets be'etzem who he's connected. That's the koyach of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is called Samoil. Because his koyach is to blind you. His koyach is to detach you from who you are. If only we would see be'etzem who we are, a person wouldn't do a chet. A person would be dabuk in a kosh brochu. He would have a chashivas for himself. A lot of the chatoim we do is because we don't have a chashivas for ourselves. Because we look at ourselves as Olam Hazeniks. And a person is Olam Hazenik. A person is not connected. So the Iker Avoida of the Yetzer Hara is to blind the person that he shouldn't see. He shouldn't see that there's a Rabbi Shalom. Samuel, he doesn't see the Rabbi Shalom, he's blind. He doesn't see that he's be'etzem a shtick of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat, Vayavik Yishimu Ad Alayz HaShachar, the Hela Avak Ad Kisei HaKovid. The battle of the Yetzer Hara was that Yaakov Avinu should forget his Dargah. He shouldn't be able to see his Dargah. And vice versa, that the minute that he lost sight of who he is, and the minute that you don't have a clarity exactly who you are, there's a blurring, there's an unclarity. Maybe you're taka not so chashev. Maybe taka you're only an oilam hazadik person. Then already you're in deep trouble. That's the battle itself. The battle itself is the hella avak at kizi akova. The battle itself is the blurring of who you are be'etzim, samoil. That I'm blinding you. That's the battle itself. That's the battle with the Yetzer Hara. And what that means is that the daily battle that we have with the Yetzer Hara starts with this. Once the Yetzer Hara already blinds us, and we look at ourselves, as Pasha mentioned, we look at ourselves as Olam Hazeh mentioned, so then already the battle is a lost battle. What do you mean? This is what I need. It's a marshal of a person. It's a marshal of a person, right? A person who's a chashiv a person, right? A person who's a chashiv a person, who looks like a chashiv a person, and he is a chashiv a person, there's certain things he won't do. I'm saying a very low level muscle, right? There's certain things he won't do. Right? You won't see the square rebbe sitting in Kikur Shabbos eating an ice cream cone. Right? Even if he wanted one. I don't know whether he wants one or not. I presume he doesn't. He looks like a busy man from all the pictures I see. You hear? But the pshat is that you wouldn't see, why not? He's a chashiv man, it's pastimish, right? You wouldn't see. Right, you wouldn't see a chashev Rosh Hashiva walking down Rehov Malach Yisrael eating a falafel with two hands, right? With a can of Coke in another hand and a thing of shawarma in the third hand, right? Why not? Pasnis, right? What's that as a pasnis? Because there's a nechbodas, there's a chashivas, right? There's a yid who has a chashivas of himself that his mechubur to the Kisei HaKavod, that his chokuk on Kisei HaKavod, right? Doesn't do an affair if it's pasnis. Which means you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're standing in front of HaKadosh. You're standing on the Kisei HaKavod. What are you playing with stupidity for? No, terrorists, that's the Kerech Yetzer Hara. The first blow that the Yetzer Hara does to us is Samoil. He blinds us. Hell avak at Kisei HaKavod. That's the first thing he does. The first thing he does, he blinds us and we forget who we are. No, if we forget who we are, we're Olam Hazeh, the convention. So in Olam Hazeh, everything pasach here. Everything pasach. Everything's beseder. And the nechbodness of the yid that he understands be'etzem who we are is the ikker battle of the Yetzer Hara. That's where Iker it starts. We spoke last week that That's so. What I'm saying is that this parsha is a direct continuation of last week's parsha. Before Yaakov Avinu went to Golus, before he went up to meet up with Olam Hazeh, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu show him? Shulam Mutzav Arzah, Rosh HaMegei HaShemayim. That was the Gila. The Gila was that you're not Arzah. You're Rosh HaMegei HaShemayim. That's what you are. And what was the battle of Esav with him in the next week? The battle with Esav was on that Nekuda. On that Nekuda itself, of Rosh HaMegei HaShemayim. That means this HaKorah, that means, we said last week that the Iker Kli that Yaakov Avinu was given before he went into Golus, quote unquote, before he went into Olam Hazeh, the Iker Kli that he was given was the Hakara that Rosh HaMegei HaShemayim. That's the Iker Kli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to Golus, I'm going to give you a tool. I'm going to give you a tool to fight the Golus. After the 14 years of learning Hashem Be'er, I'm going to give you a tool to fight the Olam Hazeh that you shouldn't get sunk in. And the tool is the Hakara that Rosh HaMegei HaShemayim. He didn't have the Hakara maybe till now. Maybe he didn't know what his matzav was in the Olam HaSel Yainim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be megalot to you what you are be'etzim. I'm megalot what you are be'etzim. You should know that Yerosha Magi HaShemayim, that's who you are be'etzim. A person who walks around with a nechbadis like that, a person who walks around with a hargosha like that can't do an aver. He doesn't even start to do an aver. And Esav, the Sar Shel Esav, Atos Fashtanin. The Sar Shel Esav, Atos Fashtanin, that's the nekuda of the battle. Hello, Avakatiz Yaakovah, the Yaakov Avinu should lose his darga for a second, for a split second. But if you lose that connection to the Chokhmah Kisei HaKavod, it's after there. It's after the highest darga. Because the minute that you lose your connection, you lose your clarity, you lose your kara of the etzim who you are, you're lost. Then already you're open to attack already. You're not the nichbet anymore. Now already begins a very difficult battle. Our battles that we have with the Sar Shel Esav start after we don't have the hakara of At Kisei HaKavod. That's what it says in the pasuk afterwards. I saw it brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim, in the Shem Sfarim, in C Sfarim HaKadoshim, I saw it brought down. The next pasuk says, by Yizrach Alei HaShemesh, Rashi says, L'tzorcho L'rapay Sechlosoi. I was brought down the Medrash over here, that by Yizrach Alei HaShemesh means that he got a clarity. The light shined on him. Put on the Zohar like that also. Is what's about the light shined on him? Is he was able to see by the time that Alois HaShachar came, the night was a time of unclarity. Aber VaYizrach Alei HaShemesh, the pshat was, and it's brought down that in Sfarim HaKadoshim we're talking about the Shemesh, the Or HaGadol from Sheshim Ebreishis. What pshat is he was able to see clearly again who he was, and that's what the nekuda of the Muhammad of the Nitzachon that he had over the Sar Shel Esav. The nekuda of the Nitzachon Sar Shel Esav was that he was able to hold on to his darga and be able to see with a clarity his darga. We find Be'etzim in the beginning of the parasha. I always like to say over, Gevaldikus Vasemes. It has brought down other Svarim also, that it says, Im lo vangarti, so Rashi says, Tupshotim. One pshat was, Loina Sesi Sar V'choshev El Ger. I'm only a ger. Eincha kedai lisno isi. Second pshat Rashi says davaracha b'garti b'gematria tarjag. Kolaymar im lovan arusha garti v'tarjag mitzvah shemarti v'lo ilmarati v'maisav aroyim. Rashi says two pshat. One is that I'm a ger. I'm nothing. And the second pshat was that I kept the tarjag mitzvahs. The Svasema says gevaldi gazach. The Svasema says that Yanke Vinu. A yid in Olam Hazeh is called a ger. Maral says that we say in Tefillah v'Ageri Atzedek V'Aleinu, a yid's a ger. Why is a yid a ger? Because the neshama, which is the ikrim or hus of the person, is not at home in Olam Hazeh. The neshama is a stranger. The neshama is just passing through. The neshama is a prosdor b'fnei Olam Haba. The guf is at home over here. The guf is not a ger and the neshama is a ger. A yid who understands, who lives with the hakara, that the ikar is his neshama, is he's a stranger in Olam Hazeh. He doesn't feel at home in Olam Hazeh. He doesn't feel comfortable in Olam Hazeh. A person whose ikar is his guf, the guf feels at home. As Yaakov Avinu said, that I'm a ger. My ikar is my neshama. I'm not at home. My guf has no meaning with all. I'm not plugged in there. I'm plugged in up there. Why Taka? Says the Sfasemis, because Tayag Mitzvah, Shemarti. Because I was medactic in Tayag Mitzvah. The pshat is that I've been feeding my neshama without a chisaron. So I wasn't Dovak in Elam Hazar Bachal. A person keeps Tayag Mitzvah, he's not Dovak in Elam Hazar. He has no Shaykh Elam Hazar. He's an Elam Haba Yid. He's a neshama Yid. He's a Ger. He's out here. Is Yankavinu's Darga, was this Darga, was Ger. So if you're a stranger here, that means you're not here. So where are you? Is a terrorist, I'm at Kisei HaKovod. I'm Chok Tachas Kisei HaKovod. So the Iker struggle with the Sar Shal Esav, and that was the message that he sent to Esav. What was the message that he sent to Esav with Fidus Fasemis? The message that he sent to Esav was that I'm not here. You can't start up with me. Because I'm up there. I'm connected to the Kisei HaKovod. I'm a ger. I'm b'chala here. You see me in Elam Hazeh. Four wives with hundreds of sheep and camels and all that. So it looks like I'm here. So it looks like you can start off with me. Sends him a message and says, no, I'm a ger. I'm not here b'chal. You have no shlit over me. Because as long as I have a hakara, as long as I have a hakara that I'm dovuk in the Elam Hazeh Yainim, is the pshat is you can't touch me. It's on that nekuda that Sasha Lesov, as you know, never gives up. He doesn't take Musar. Sasha Lesov came on that nekuda of Ola Avakat Kisei HaKovod. That nekuda itself of Ger Easy, that day he tried to bring him down. He tried to blur that connection that Yankovino had. And that was the battle, and that was the Nitzachon. We are called Klal Yisrael after this incident. We're not called B'nai Yankov, we're called B'nai Yisrael. Is the pshat is that every yid has this darga. That's the pshat. If the battle with the Sar Shal Esav was a battle of are you connected to the Kisei HaKovod or you Adam Hazadik? Do you have the chashivas or not? Is it clear to you who you are or you're blinded? Is we're called B'nai Yisrael because we have that darga. That means every yid has the yecholis of Vatuchol, every yid has the koyach to fight the Yetzirah in this Nekuda of Samal, in this Nekuda of blindness. Now, a lot of you are thinking that I'm saying Kabbalah, Elam Hazeh Yoinim, Kisei HaKovod, Chokuk. The truth is that we live in a world that's the exact opposite of everything I'm saying. We live in a very Elam Hazedik world, where we live the opposite of ger, that I'm a ger in Elam Hazeh. By us, Elam Hazeh is a gevaldige kvias. And the raya is that it has a kvias. How important Elam Hazeh is. How important what type of house you live in, how important what type of clothes you have, how important what type of tie you have. How much time does a person spend into buying a tie? I'm not talking about Arinos, right? That you're mufka from Elam Hazeh. I'm talking about the people from in town. People out of town don't know how to dress. Yeah. I don't know for the people where we come from, how much time, and people talk about it, and they give a chashivas to it. And other Elam Hazeh Tikazach, whether it's your house, whether it's your job, whether it's your car, whether it's just azay, the schnitzel was azay. Elam Hazeh, what's that? What's that for bad? We're all sunk deep into Elam Hazeh. And it's not the Mahus of Yid. That's not the etzem mahus. That's not the real mahus. The real mahus of a yid is a ger. And vibalt, it's in our genes. It's in our genes. It's in our mitzias. It's in our physical mitzias. Is you should know that. Yeah, I'm not talking about becoming a big tzaddik. I'm not talking about that you're going to go be like Rabbi Leib Steinman, who ate the same thing for the last 30 years, twice a day. Right? You know what he eats? He eats a breakfast and lunch dried challah with hot milk. Right? So it's not like here, you see we have fish day one day that the island doesn't want, and the soya parva one day that the island doesn't want, and then there's one day what he called the island doesn't want, right? He doesn't have any complaints. It's always the same. A whole life. Isn't that gevaldik? There's no surprises, there's no upsetness, you never get depressed. You always know what you're getting. See, gevaldik is that, no? Everyone's jealous? Try to do it for one day. Try it, take dry challah, mix it up with hot milk. And do it for 70 years. See, they don't have the cheshek. And not a lot of it, too much either. You see, he doesn't need a diet from the pictures. It's Muslim shot. He looks good. Now, what's interesting about it is, a lot of G'dayim like that, right? The funny thing is that he doesn't look depressed. Don't know. Could be some medicine. Could be a psychiatrist. He's once a week. Oh, but he looks happy, the man. He smiles. He makes jokes. He's besimcha. What's the pshat? How could it be? Right? Is the teretz is? You know what the teretz is? He's not here. Is the teretz is? He's not here. Period. He's not here. So if you're not here, there's no problems. He's a ger. He's not an Eilam Hazeh. He's detached from Eilam Hazeh. All the Gdeirim like that. They're not here. And if you're not here, so there's no need. So when the Chofetz Chaim told the guy from Chicago, where's your furniture? Right? Is the pshat as we look at it like a big darga, the Chofetz Chaim was anti-Eilam Hazeh. Some people probably think he was poor, so he couldn't afford it. So of course he was against Eilam Hazeh, right? It's not the pshat, that's not the oimik. That's not the oimik of the story. He was for Eilam Hazeh, he was against Eilam Hazeh. That's not the pshat. The Chofetz Chaim wasn't here. You understand? The Chofetz Chaim wasn't here, Bechal. He was up there. His neshama, the Chofetz Chaim was neshama. His neshama wasn't the Lama Zayyanim. His goof was dragged him down here in Radin, so he was. That's a yid. Now, does it mean you're all going to walk out of here floating? No. We're all going to go straight to lunch from here. Right? All of us, including myself. Because the hakor of who we are be'etzem, of hello, avak, atkisei akovayit, is an avoid of a whole life. That's why Yankovinu is chokhmah kisei akovah, not me. Because that was the koyach of Yankovinu. But we're all b'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov. And we all have a koyach to touch this nekuda. And as much as a person touches this nekuda of ger, that I'm not here b'chal, that I'm just passing through, it's the biggest prescription against any battle with the Yetzer Hara. I told you. If you're sitting by the Kisei HaKavod, it's passing to do an Avera. You're sitting by the Kisei HaKavod, you can talk Lashon Hara. You're sitting by the Kisei HaKavod, you're going to look at something you shouldn't look at. You're sitting by the Kisei HaKavod, you can take a fourth slice of pizza. Most of it has a tam. Right? It has a tam. It has no tam. Is the pshat is, you have to know, where are you? In other words, we forget. That's the job of the Yetzer Hara. The job of the Yetzer Hara is to make us forget. That's why the Shulchan Aruch starts off with the Sif Aleph. What does it say? Shavis Hashem L'Negni Tomid. That's Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is that a Yid sits in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yid sits at the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the avodah of the Yetzer Hara is to stop that. And every morning that we remind ourselves who we are, that we carry within us the neshama of Tachas Kisei HaKavod, the dveikus that we can get, and the chatam we can get, and it's an avodah, it's a war, it's a vayavik. It's a battle. It's a big battle. The Yetzer Hara fights back and makes us forget it. He distracts us, this and that, and a million different things. But it's a battle that we have already. The Zayd, the Yankovinu, fought and won. So he bulldozed the path for us to win the battle. It doesn't mean that we don't have the battle. But we have a Hechetim to win the battle. It requires Machshava, it requires Kavana, it requires strategic planning. But this is the battle itself. The battle is, are you connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you have a Hakara that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you have a Hakara who you are? Be'etzim, what's your Ikkar? Your Gufi Ikkar, your Neshama Ikkar. And that was the Ikkar of Muhammad with the Yavanim, which we'll talk about next week.